This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We are at part 41 and 41B. This is 41B, and I'm calling it B because I've split this particular verse up into five. I felt it was so important, and that's why I've come back to it. We're at Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 12. And this is part B of that series on verse 12. It's such a wonderful verse. Such a life-changing verse. Listen. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And today we're taking a look at kindness. Yesterday we looked at tender-hearted mercy. We discussed yesterday how it's important that we wake up in the morning and we put on these clothes, these incredible clothes. And these are clothes that never wear out. They never stop. And why must we do this? Because God's chosen us. And that's exciting to me. Paul says, since God chose you. Hang on. He chose me? He put his finger on my life and chose me? Yet who am I? I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Listen, you are something and you are everybody. And you know why? Because you are a royal priest. You are the child of the living God. That makes you royal. That makes you a prince. That makes you a princess. And you have been chosen. The Lord has put his finger on your life. He has chosen you. And he's chosen you specifically to be set apart for him because he says you've been chosen to be holy. And not only that, you've been chosen to be a holy person that he loves. How awesome is that? As you sit there and contemplate all the problems you've got in your life and you can't manage this and you can't manage that and you've got to do this and you've got to do that and yet you're on the floor depressed, you don't know where to turn, you don't know what to do. The place to turn is heavenward towards Almighty God because he is telling you right now, you have been chosen. You have been chosen to be set apart. You have been chosen to be holy. And not only that, you've been chosen because he loves you. And he's saying to you today, this is what I want you to do. Put on these clothes. Put on these clothes, my child. Don't go out feeling angry and depressed. Don't go out feeling jaded and unloved. Don't go out to do what you're going to do, feeling on the floor and unloved and uncared for and unwanted. When you go out today, you go out because you are clothed in my love. You are clothed in kindness. Is one of the clothes you're going to put on. One of the vestments you're going to put on today is that of kindness. Paul has a wonderful analogy as he talks about the armor The armour that comes from God in Ephesians the 6th chapter and from verse 10. He lists all the pieces of armour like the chest plate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of peace, the belt of truth, etc., etc. In your right hand you carry the sword of the Spirit, in the left the shield of faith. You see, these are all things that you are wearing to be better equipped to fight the evil one. Now you're wearing clothes, you're wearing these wonderful vestments. And we've looked already at tender-hearted mercy. You can say, those are the trousers, those are the that's the skirt. Tender-hearted mercy, and today you're wearing kindness, a waistcoat of kindness. Perhaps you're not often kind. Perhaps you feel that it's really difficult to be kind sometimes because people annoy you. But with God's love coursing through your veins, kindness is a byproduct. You know, I don't usually give money to people on the street who are sitting there begging. But one day, I came out of the station in central London, and I was just going to do a radio program in central London, and I walked past this guy who was on my right-hand side, and I took no notice of him. I carried on walking, and I felt the Lord say to me, "What are you doing? Go back." So I turned back and went to this man who was sitting on the side of the road. I'll never forget his face. And I took my wallet out and I gave him £5. And he said, "Thank you so much." And I walked off. And as I walked off, I felt the Lord say, "Was that enough? Really?" And I realized it wasn't, and I went back and I gave him more money. Because my Lord had told me to. I really felt that he had told me to. And that happened to me the other day as well. I walked past another homeless man who was in my local town, and I didn't take any notice of him. And I went back and I gave him some money. And I don't believe the Lord told me to. I just did it. You know, an act of kindness can change somebody's life. That person who lives next door to you, who is now old and infirm, how do you know that by knocking on their door and saying, "Listen, can I go to the shop for you? Can I go to the store and get you anything? Would that help you at all?" How do you know that's not going to change their life? Just a touch of kindness that comes from you. What do you think that person sees when you are being kind toward them? What do you think they see? What do they perceive when they look at you and you're being kind? Especially if you've never spoken to them before, especially if you don't even know them. What do you think they perceive? I'll tell you. They see a heart that is full of love. That's what they see. And you have no idea that one day that person may well say, "Why are you doing that?" And your answer could possibly be this: "Because I love you. Because I care about you. Because you mean a lot to me. Although I don't know you, you mean the world to me." But why? "Because the Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. And today, I'm wearing kindness as clothes. I'm wearing tender-hearted mercy as clothes. That's what I'm doing. Because the Bible tells me that is what I need to do. Just showing someone kindness. Not even understanding why. You know, I used to be the sort of a chap, if there was a queue of people, I'd want to try and jump the queue because I couldn't stand standing in queues. But now, I'll allow people to go before me. That's what kindness is. And that is what the Spirit of the Living God does. Especially when you know that you know that you know the Lord loves you that much. And he's telling you right here in this verse, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, to be the holy people he loves, knowing God Almighty loves you surely changes your life. Knowing God loves you surely gives you a different point of view. So when you're feeling down and jaded and depressed and on the floor and you don't know where to turn, this is where you turn. You wear the clothes of kindness. You wear the clothes of tender-hearted mercy. And in faith, you wear those clothes and you walk out and you spend your day. And even when someone annoys you, you remind yourself, hang on, I'm wearing the clothes of being tender-hearted and merciful. I'm wearing the clothes of being kind. There's no way I can be unkind. I'm showing my Father's love. If you want to wear these clothes, then just say yes and amen. That's all you've got to say. Just say yes and amen. Say it now. Say it again. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Lord, thank you that you remind us each and every day through your word the way we are supposed to be. Father, take away this jaded feeling. Take away this depression now in Jesus' name, and let me replace it with your love and your joy and your peace. Let me wear those clothes of tender-hearted mercy and of kindness, Lord. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. I've just prayed for you right there. And I just need you to say once again, amen and amen.